The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and they loved him to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper, took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with a towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put on his garments, he put his garments back on and reclined at table again. He said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You called me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and the teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that what I have done for you, you also should do." The Gospel of the Lord.
On this holy night, we join the Lord along with his disciples at the upper room in Jerusalem, where they are celebrating the Passover. It's a night charged with plenty of emotions. Certainly it's a night of Passover. It's a time for celebration. The Passover for the Jews are a very important pilgrimage and a very important celebration, because it recalls their flight from the land of slavery in Egypt to the promised land. And so the Lord, as we have heard in the first reading today, the Lord mandated that the Jewish people celebrate that feast yearly to remind them that they are a people of God, that they belong to the Lord, and that the Lord provides for their well-being, and the Lord is their saving help. And we see this in all of the signs and wonders that had been shown to them, manifested to them in their flight from, like I said, from Egypt and into the promised land. All of those wonderful things which the Lord, through these signs and wonders, had manifested to them, bringing them back to the fact that they are the children of God, beloved of the Lord. And so on that night, where Jesus and his disciples were also celebrating that very same Passover celebration, the Lord knew that this was the last night that he will be celebrating with his apostles, he knew that the following day he will be tortured, he will be humiliated, crucified, and will die. It was the eve of his death. Yet, on the eve of that ignominious death of the Lord on the cross, he chose the celebration of Passover to be the means by which he will remain with his people, with his beloved. On that night, as we have heard in the second reading today, in the words of St. Paul, Jesus took the cup of wine. Now, we know that in the Passover meal, there are four times that the participants drink of the fruit of the vine. And so the Lord took that, and then he reminded them that this is just no longer a symbol, but it is the cup of the new covenant. Now that's interesting, the cup of the new covenant, because what's happening here is that Jesus, in choosing a memorial of his presence amongst his people, is choosing the symbols, and is transforming the symbol of the Passover and now making it complete and fulfilled. Everything that's in the Passover is provisional, and it's pointing to its fulfillment, longing, hoping for its fulfillment when the Messiah comes. And so that night is so charged with great excitement. As the Lord says, this is the cup of the new covenant. The apostles knew about the new covenant, because Jeremiah in chapter 31 of his prophecy of his book spoke of the coming of the new covenant. And so here it is coming now before them. It's unfolding before them, and they see with their own eyes and experience, with their very selves, how the symbols of the Passover that is so beloved by everyone is now being fulfilled. The blood of the Lamb that saved them from the angel of death is now really the blood of Christ being poured out to them, which will save them not only from the plagues of Egypt, but save them from sin and death itself. Fulfillment of the promise of Passover. Fulfillment of the promise of the old covenant. Moses who led them from the promised land led them from Egypt to the promised land. Now in the new covenant, Jesus will take his people from this place of exile to our exodus in heaven. And then finally, the sacrifice of the lamb, the slaying of the lamb, the partaking of the roast lamb, and the sprinkling of the blood is a reminder for the Jewish people that they are God's people, that they belong to God. But then, in some ways, we can reason that, but that's an animal, that's a creature. How can a creature reach the very presence of God? Now, we know that to enter the presence of the divine, someone who's divine must do it. To be in the presence of the divine, a divine being must be able to do it. Not the blood of animals, not the roasted flesh of the animal that the Jewish people partook. Those were merely signs. Those were types that is hoping and longing for the fulfillment when finally God will be in complete union with his people. And so, with the blood of Christ being poured out in that Last Supper and the bread that has now turned into his body, now is the fulfillment of that great longing. Because now we are partaking not the blood and flesh of an animal, but the blood and flesh of Jesus, who is both human and divine. There, our worship of the one God rises into the very presence of God, because we are all scooped up in the humanity of Jesus, and because of his divinity, we are being presented before the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle not made by human hands. And so that was the sacrament. That was the means by which the Lord remains with his people. And so great a gift that is, that the Lord on that very same night, made sure that it is fulfilled and completed for eternity. That is why he ordained the first priests, the apostles. That was their ordination. When the Lord said, do this in memory of me. You see, that word memory, anamnesis, do this in memory of me. It says that you will have the power to relive the one worthy sacrifice that I will offer on the Mount of Calvary. And so through the ordination, through the giving of the authority on the apostles and the priests on that night, the apostles and the priests are able with because of their ordination is now able to bring the people of God into the very presence of the one sacrifice that is worthy of God, the one sacrifice in spirit and in truth. Here at Mass, every time we are at Mass, we come and ascend into the mountain of Calvary, and we stand there with the Blessed Mother, with Saint John, with the other Marys, and all the soldiers, and we behold the Lamb of God offered the perfect sacrifice, and we are all joined in that wonderful sacrifice which is pleasing to God. Now, key to the understanding of that sacrifice in which the Lord has given us, in which he remains with us forever, in which he guards by instituting the gift of the priesthood, key to that understanding is the love that gives of itself. We see that in Jesus. He will say to his apostles, you call me Lord and Master. And that's true. That's good. But the Son of Man came to serve, not to be served. And so in our partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we become what we eat. And so what is that? What is to become what we eat? It is to be like Jesus. In his humility, he bent down to wash the feet of the apostles, a symbol of humility. And so this is a reminder for ministerial priesthood, as well as for the priesthood of the baptized. We are all caught up in this because, like I said, we become what we eat. You see, the ministerial priesthood in which Monsignor and Father Ricky and Father Mario and I are a part of, that priesthood is for the service of the baptized, of the priesthood of the baptized, to empower you, to help you in your sanctity and to teach, so that you can perform in your work of sanctifying the world. That's what it's all about. And so you in turn as priests of the Lord emulate the example of the Lord by being of service to one another. Tonight we will see a beautiful manifestation of this, how the gift of priesthood blesses and empowers the work of the laity. We will see our great volunteers in this very, very active parish. They will come, and the priests will wash their feet in recognition of the work that they did and in emulation of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose priesthood empowers and enriches all of us. That's what it's all about, my friends. That it's not about status. It's not about being lifted up, but being servant to one another. One other gesture that you will see tonight is before before the priest would come down here and wash the feet of the apostles, they will remove their chasubles. After that, they will take on a towel and go down and begin to wash the feet, following the example of the Lord. Now, that gesture is iconic of the incarnation itself. In Philippians 2, 5, 11, it said there, though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself. That's the removal of the chasuble. That's Jesus taking off his garment. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave. And so he came down and washed the feet. And so the priest will do the same, wash the feet. And then after that, they will go back to their seat and put back on their chasubles. Jesus ascending to the Father, taking back his glorious state. That is the example for you and me, for all of us priests, and for all of you baptized priesthood of the Lord. To be humble, to wash each other's feet. And so tonight, my friends, we remember what the Lord had done, what the Lord continues to do, and what the Lord expects each one of us to become.